a devastating divorce, and then a remarkable remarriage to the same woman.
When we were in the divorce, and she's living in a different bedroom, and she's sleeping with our son, and he's 6 years old, and she didn't know how to pray.
Dale and Jenna Forehand now know the power of prayer. I'm Steve Douglas, and on today's Lighthouse Report, we find out how prayer brought them back together.
Prayer is a hard thing for couples, and I would tell you that probably that would be the weakest place of our relationship. We're both fervent prayers, but to pray with your spouse is a very intimate thing, and sometimes we go through seasons where we do that well and we don't do that well. But what we have recognized is that when we got to that moment of, can we put our family back together, there's a couple of things that kind of became red letter moments.
Dale says it was the simplest of prayers that God answered.
I mean, all she could utter was two words, help me. And she would say that those were probably the sweetest prayers that she ever prayed. After we get remarried, then we began to pray this prayer, God, we just want you to allow us to fulfill the purposes for which you made us. And so we began to pray for, you know, that to happen in our lives. And then we began to pray for, you know, more of God's presence, more of God's provision, more of God's protection, and more of God's purposes.
Prayer together made all the difference as they got back together.
When I look back on our prayer life together, those are the things that I see that we consistently try to pray for and do. You know, God, we just want to fulfill the purpose for which you made us. And thank you that you gave me a wife or a husband to help me in that journey to do that.
The story of Dale and Jenna is a great example. So remember, make praying together a priority in your marriage.